Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. God bless you. God bless each of you on tonight, 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 tonight. And people of God, we are grateful, as always, to be back here. We just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you on tonight. God bless each of you. As you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Invite someone to come and be a part, amen, of what God is doing. God is doing great things on this Prayer News Network. And we don't want anybody to be left out. Amen. No soul left behind. So we're just grateful tonight. Again, grateful for you, you, and you. And we thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for sacrificing your time to come and be with us. We realize, as always, that there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us on tonight. And so for this, we are so grateful. We thank God for you. People of God, want to thank God for our leaders on tonight, each and every one. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him. He was the trailblazer. And we thank God for the trails that he's blazed, the way that he's opened up unto us, that this gospel of the kingdom can continue to go forth. I want to thank God on tonight for our senior apostle and prophet on tonight, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him and, amen, his elect lady. Thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop as well, my pastor. Just want to thank God for him and the elect lady. Want to thank God for all of the advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. Thanking God for our scripture reader. Thanking God for our prayer warrior on tonight. Amen. Faithful, faithful, faithful women. Amen. Glory to God. Always here. Amen. Being a part, making sure everything is all right. And people, God, you know, find people with that type of dedication and commitment these days anymore. Thank God, amen, for these fine women, missionary fans. Thanking God for her. Thanking God for Sister Hollins. Amen. Glory to God. Just thanking God for them on tonight. People of God, amen. Jesus, we don't want to rush tonight, amen, but we do want to get out of the way for the word on tonight. Glory to God. So, amen, I'm going to turn it over to missionary fan. She's going to come and sanctify our line. And then, people of God, we're going to have Sister Holland. She's going to come and give us our scripture reading. And then, glory to God, we're going to turn it over to none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. She's our speaker. As you know, people of God, she has a long-standing commitment, amen, with us as long as the Lord will say. Amen. And we thank God that she has certainly been a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. All over the world here on the Prayer News Network Global. So we thank God for her. So after, amen, glory to God, the scripture reading, the next voice you will hear will be that of Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you in that order. Missionary fan, you have the platform. Blessings on you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Lord God, we lift you up today, Lord God. We come before you right now in the name of Jesus. Just to say thank you for another day's journey, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, and say thank you for allowing us to come back on this line tonight, Lord God. We're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to have your way. Let your will be done. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God. each and every one of us that came, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Jesus, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, for all transgressions, Lord God, for every thought, Lord God, we may have had today that was not pleasing to you, that wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you tonight to forgive us, Lord God. We come with a repentant heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we want to come before you, Lord God, with clean hands, Lord God, with a pure heart, Lord God. So we asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart, renew that right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we don't know what would you say tonight, Lord God, but we come, Lord God, expecting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, expecting a change, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, expecting not to come on this line and leave the same way we came. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to move, Lord God, in every home that's represented tonight, Lord God. Move, Lord God, for every person, Lord God, for every city, every state, Lord God, every country. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight saying have your way. We come tonight saying heal. We come tonight saying deliver. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to save, set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God, that young man, that young woman, Lord God, that young boy, Lord God, that young girl. In the name of Jesus, we ask for you to move, Lord God, to help somebody that's new on the line tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask for you to touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, don't let them be the same, Lord God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to renew our strength tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, renew our mind tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God, through this woman of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, through her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Let your choice anointing come tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on, Minister Bradley. In the name of Jesus, move forward, Lord God, in a mighty way. Have your way, Lord God. Continue to have your way in her life. In the name of Jesus, and Lord God, we say thank you. We say we praise you. We say we magnify you. We say we glorify you. We say we lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And tonight, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, PNN advisors and prayer warriors, and to you, all of our listeners near and far. The scripture read with comments from the 121st Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and evil forevermore. I have read to you the entire 121st Psalm. May God have a blessing for the reading of his word, the hearers, and most of all to do is his holy word.
Amen. Amen. We bless God tonight for allowing us to come together one more time. And I know for sure it is not on the strength of ours, but it's on the strength of the Lord Jesus that he gave us this opportunity to come before him one more time. And so we do give him the praise. We do give him the glory. We honor him tonight for being God and God alone. We want to thank him for allowing us to see a new day go into it and come into existence, and this day roll out into eternity, and we're still in the land of the living. So we have so much to thank God for, because many did not see the sunrise. Many didn't make it through the day, and some will not make it through the night.
And so for every opportunity that we got, oh, bless, we should use it to give God thanks. We should use it to give God glory, because he don't owe us anything, but we do owe him praise. And so I want to take this time out to give him the praise and the glory and the honor tonight for being able to come to you, bless his name, on tonight, for finding me worthy enough to even use me. I don't feel worthy. So I do give him glory tonight, and I do give him praise, bless his name, for what he has done, what he's about to do, not only in my life, but in the lives of all of those who are connected. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight for the PNN advisors, the prayer warriors, Evangelist Bradley, and I come into agreement with the protocol that has already been established over this platform. Even my Pastor Lindsay, I want to give God glory for him tonight and his wife. Bless his name tonight, and all of you from near and far, whatever title or whatever you may be tonight, I greet you in the name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Bless his name. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks tonight for what you're about to say, God. We represent this platform and this word that would come forth into the hearing of your people. Father God, that you would be glorified in the midst of this. Oh, God, that your word would not, hallelujah, glory, yes, oh, shander of a whole fire, yes, God. Your all Holy Ghost fire, your word would not fall on deaf air tonight, but your word would edify the body of Christ. God, that we would be exhorted by this word tonight. God, that we would be strengthened by this word. In the name of Jesus, that we would go on another level with you, God, because of this word tonight, that you would draw us closer to you tonight, God, that you would give us more to you and give us a desire because of your word to want you, God, tonight. Oh, God, we bind the prince of the powers of the end. We neutralize every opposition that will fight against this line, against this people tonight, against your word. Every spirit of backlash and retaliation on assignment tonight by witches and warlocks, we cancel your plan tonight. Oh, God, we bring it under subjection to the power that is in the name of Jesus. We cover this platform with the blood. We cover your word with the blood, your people with the blood. And, God, that you would be glorified out of what is being said tonight. Now, God, decrease me and increase yourself. Sit me down so that you might rise up, oh, God, that, hallelujah, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, would be the one that would speak to us on tonight in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, I'm going to deal with a topic that God has given me, and it's about God is calling for a nationwide repentance. He is calling for a nationwide repentance. And I'm coming from the book of Joel, chapter 2. Hallelujah. I'm coming from the book of Joel, chapter 2. And so I think that this topic is a very timely topic, because God is truly dealing with the nations around the world. God is calling for repentance in every city, every state. Bless his name. As we look all around, we can see what is happening in the world. Hallelujah. That people are straying afar off from God. They're doing things their way. Bless his name. So many are backsliding and just getting caught up in so many things. And so the heart of God, you can literally feel the heart of God saying it's time to repent. It's time to turn back to him. It's time to look to him, bless his name. And so if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me tonight to the book of Joel, and I'll start from chapter 2, and I'll start from verses 1. And it says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, cloud and of thick darkness, and the morning spread upon the mountain. A great people and a strong, there had not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Verse 3, a fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance, glory to God tonight, of them is as the appearance of horses,
and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Verse 6, before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his way. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Verse 9 says, they shall run to and fro, hallelujah, tonight in the city. Glory to God. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. Hallelujah, tonight the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. The stars shall withdraw her shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For this is verse 11. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and is very terrible. And who can abide it? And that's a question God has asked. Who can abide it? And so God tonight is calling for a nationwide repentance. He is looking for available vessels that will stand up and cry out for him in this last hour. Hallelujah. For his day of judgment and the day of the wrath of God is coming, and the time is running out for many people. They don't even realize that their time is running out, but the time is running out. We see here God is saying to blow the trumpet in Zion, to sound an alarm in his holy mountain. Bless his name. He said, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for his day is coming, for it is at hand. We look at Zion, hallelujah, as the church along with Jerusalem, which is in the Middle East. And so when you think about Zion, you're not only thinking about Jerusalem and Israel, but you're thinking about the church of the living God. And so we can look at this to see that God, bless his name, tonight, what he's saying unto us. We can look at it, bless his name tonight, and see that God is not only speaking concerning Jerusalem, but the nations at large. Bless his name on tonight. And if you look, the word Zion means parched place. It also means it's another name for Jerusalem, especially in the prophetic book. In the Strong's Concordance, that's the lexicon definition. In the Strong's Concordance, it is a capital, a mountain of Jerusalem. The trumpet in the Hebrew translation is called the shofar. It is a ram's horn blown to alert people of impending danger. It was blown to celebrate the start of the Sabbath and the beginning of the month. And the celebration of various feasts. The Holy Mount is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem that he's talking about here. As we can see, Joel shifted images from that of an army of locusts to an actual army invading Israel or Jerusalem. Locust invasions are normally from the south or the southeast, but this army came out of the north and was of the Lord for destruction, to turn the people back, bless his name, to God, turn them back to him. And that's verse 20. When we read about the day of the Lord, it may refer to any time God intervenes actively to judge or to bless, but always points to that final day of judgment at the end of history. The phrase is particularly associated with the latter days, and that great and awesome day of the Lord is about the coming of Jesus Christ. We look at Ezekiel
he talks about the day of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 30:3 says, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of the heathen. Acts chapter 2:20 says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3:10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also shall, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And so, glory to God, tonight we look at Joel chapter 2 from verses 2 to 11, and I will not go through each verse, but I will sum it up tonight. It's another description of the day of the Lord being revealed. It is more terrible than the previous one when the locusts covered the land. This description vividly pictures the invasion of a foreign army, the captivity of Israel that is about to happen. This has not happened yet. This is about to happen, bless his name, in the very near future. The punishment of Judah is about to take place. This calamity that is about to happen is not as serious in comparison to what is about to happen in the final divine judgment of those who refuse to serve God in the lives of those who refuse to repent. Joel chapter 2:10, bless his name, and verse 11 is to the commander Jesus as the leader, the initiator, and the conductor of this judgment. Isaiah chapter 13:13 says, therefore I will shake the earth, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in that day of the fierce anger of the Lord. What is the meaning or the main lesson that we can learn from the book of Joel? The book of Joel teaches about the power of the combined prayer and fasting of God's people during a time of great difficulty in Israel's history. Joel assured the people that through repentance, they would again receive the blessings of God. And so this book is mainly tonight, people of God, about repentance, about fasting, and about praying. Oh, bless the name of the living God tonight. What is the meaning of the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord is about God chastening his people, whether it be through the Babylonian invasion of Jerusalem or a locust invasion, which is the coming together of nations that will fight against Israel, will fight against them in this last hour. When you hear about the day of the Lord, it can be very scary for some people to hear it. But when you are in right standing, the name of the living God with Jesus, there is no fear. As believers, we want the day of the Lord to take place so he can demonstrate his strength and power against the wickedness that is happening in this earth in this hour. We know that we are saved under his protection, but when you're not right with God, then there will be or should be some fear about what's about to take place in this earth. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus, because when God shows himself strong, his strength will work against anyone that is in opposition to him. Hallelujah tonight. In Joel's day, Judah was not right with God. Just like nations are turning against God and are not right with God, they are turning against his word. They're turning down the truth. It is being cast to the ground. They are turning against holiness. They're turning against the name of Jesus, our religious right and freedom to speak up. So because of this great apostasy, which is rejection against God and his word, the rebellion and disobedience, the lawlessness, perversion and deception, and lies that Satan is now being in the earth and is taking over the entire world, the day of the Lord will be darkness and gloominess to those who do not believe. Verse 6 to 11 talks about his mighty army. This mighty army that will come up against Israel in this last hour before Jesus comes to deliver them, and what they will do because of what this army will do to them. Verse 2 says, that this army will come against Judah will be great and strong. They are so powerful that the Bible says there will never be any more like it for many generations to come. Oh, glory to God tonight. These are the things that will take place during the invasion of Jerusalem in this last hour. The people will be in a whole lot of pain. If you read this chapter, bless his name, they will be in a whole lot of pain because in verse 3 it talks about fire breaking out, the flames burning in the land, which means they will be setting the place on fire the way it is happening now in many places. It says the place will become desolate like a wilderness, bless his name, because many lives will be lost. It says nothing shall escape. No one will survive. Now, let's look at this invading army. Hallelujah, Jesus, that will be doing what they will be doing to Israel before Jesus comes. This invading army that comes from the north is the Assyrian armies that will attack Israel. Verse parents is like, or what they look like, is like a horse. They will run like horses. That's how terrible and strong this army that is coming up against Israel is. Verse 5, hallelujah. The second point is that they will leap over the mountains, bless his name, the mountaintops, like the noise of chariots, like a sound of the noise of flaming fire that devours the stubble like strong people set in battle. Number 3, bless his name tonight. Verse 6 says, before this army, the people will be in a lot of pain and dream of their color. It says all faces will gather blackness. Their face will become pale because of how terrible they will be treated. The fourth point is, verse 7, the armies that will come up against them will be running like mighty men and climbing the walls. They will march in order and will not break their ranks. With chilling this chilling prophetic word that Joel describes here, his name talks about how God is going to discipline them and get their attention because they keep doing what they want to do. Bless his name, because they keep running. This army is going to keep running, and they will work with a lot of energy. They will be running to and fro in the cities. They will bring devastation and attack Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Bless his name in this last hour. Verse 8, number 5, they will not push each other or press against one another. They will not crowd each other. They will stay in their lane. They are not cut down, meaning they cannot be defeated. When they break through the defense, they will not break their ranks. And so what God is saying, that this army or these soldiers that are coming up from Assyria to attack Israel, they will still have order. Hallelujah. They will not break their ranks or get out of order. They will do what they come to do, and they will do it, my God, in order. Blesses him. When they fall upon the sword, they will not be wounded. In other words, when they throw or when they go out there and some of them get killed, blesses him, you'll find that the army is so great that they wouldn't even miss some of those people. Hallelujah. And so God is saying here what he's getting ready to do, bless his name. And if you look at verse 9, the sixth point is they will come fully prepared to take over the city of Jerusalem and the people of Judah. They will take over the city and run through it. They will run on the walls and climb into the houses and will enter at the windows like thieves. Oh, bless his name on tonight. God is causing us to understand what is getting ready to take place. The 7 point, verses 11 or 10 to 11, talks about the earthquake that will take place that will stop them. The heavens will tremble, the sun and the moon will turn dark, and the stars will not shine, which means the earth will be in total darkness, chaos and confusion because of these great armies, bless his name, that will fight against Israel and Jerusalem. That is why God said to pray for the peace of Israel, and we must pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God will lift up his voice to give his army a command to defend Israel. God will defend his people. Oh, bless the name of Jesus tonight. And the same way God will defend Israel, he's saying to us tonight that he will also defend us when trouble comes and invade our lives. Hallelujah, God. He will protect us the same way he protects Israel. Israel in the time of trouble, because we are in the days of labor and sorrow. And so God will protect not only them, but he will protect us. Hallelujah tonight. God sent his army against Judah that they would be a tool of judgment against them to give their attention. And so we've got to understand tonight that when God is trying to get your attention, he will cause chaos and mishap to happen in your life. He will send trouble in your life. He will turn your life upside down until you realize that he's trying to get your undivided attention. And so this is what he's going to do with Judah, because he's trying to get their undivided attention, but they are still in denial of who Jesus is. So they will be a tool in the hands of these Assyrian army, hallelujah, until they turn to him and to genuine repentance. God talked about his army. His army, God's army, is this advancing locust or a plague that he will send against them, to this army that God has brought against them. To what it is? What is it for? He said to discipline them for their sin. And so we could look in ourselves to know that any time we are our sin, there are consequences, and God will discipline you. He will chastise those who we love. And so you see, when you're going through the chastisement of the Lord, or something is not going right, then it's time to do a self-evaluation and a self-examination. But Judah refused to change. If you look at what is happening in Israel, they're blending so much into the system of this world. And so God said he has to do something to get their attention in this last hour. Oh, bless his name tonight. And if we look at verse 12 through 17, he said, "Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments." He said, "Return to the Lord your God and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil which he means." He will relent or be sorry from doing harm to the people of Israel or to anybody, in fact, who repents and turns to him. Oh, bless his name tonight. Verse 14 says, "Who knows if he will turn and repent or relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God." And we look at verse 15. Again, God is saying, "Blow the trumpet in Zion." This is the second time in this chapter God is saying to blow the trumpet in Zion. But this time he says, "Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly." Verse 16 said, "Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare my people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is thy God?" And so tonight God says, therefore, hallelujah, hallelujah, what he is coming to do in this hour will be terrible, and it will be intolerable in this last hour before these judgments and calamities take place. Hallelujah, God is sending warnings. God is calling for repentance, to genuine repentance from the pulpit to the door in every nation. He's calling us to repent. So, my God, we look at this tonight. Bless his name, and we can see that his coming is right at hand. Serious repentance. If you are serious with your repentance, God says it's never too late to repent. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. He will accept you as you are. If you turn to him in genuine repentance, he will open his arms to receive you in this hour. 2 Corinthians 6:2 said, "For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Oh, glory to God on tonight. Bless his name tonight. Verse 12, God is not only telling Israel to repent and return to him, against whom they have sinned with all of their hearts. This invasion is for every nation. This invitation is for every nation of the earth. He said, turn to me in genuine worship. Those who worship him, he said, it must be in spirit and it must be in truth. He said, turn your plates down with fasting and weeping. Oh, bless his name tonight. Glory to God. And with much mourning, it's time to cry out, meaning it's time to go before him on our faces like never before. He is looking for, my God, external signs of inward grief and sorrow. Bless his name. The Bible says, godly sorrow works repentance in the lives of people. So the only repentance God understands is when you are truly sorry for what you have done and for the sins that you have committed. Hallelujah. And so God said, don't we see the evil that has grown worse? So he has given us the solution to be saved, to be delivered, and set free. God is saying tonight, genuine repentance. He said, come together and call for a fast. Glory be to God tonight. God promised to help Judah if they repent. Glory to God tonight. The prophets called God's people to repent. Where are the prophetic voices that are crying out in this hour to every nation? God uses prophets to call people to repent like he did back then. He is not, he will not change. He is still the same God. He's looking for the prophets and the prophetic voices that stand up to cry against sin, to cry out repentance in this last hour. As we have heard about all the events that is getting ready to take place, even in the Middle East, this should make us draw closer to God, hallelujah, like we've never been before. Verse 13, he is telling us it is time to rend your heart and not your clothes, which means to come before him with a broken and a contrite heart. Hallelujah to Jesus tonight. Back then, bless his name tonight, they used to tear their clothes. They used to tear their clothes to show a sign of grief and get down in the dirt and come broken before the Lord. This has nothing to do with your dress code. Many use this scripture to dress the way they feel, exposing themselves. Hallelujah, not covering up themselves, and they are in the body of Christ. There is no more standard of holiness, bless his name, when it comes to the way, my God, many of us carry ourselves. And so God said they are using the scripture. This scripture is not talking about render no heart, render no garment. It said rent, which means to tear your heart. Come before me in brokenness. Come before me with a contrite heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what he's calling us into in this hour. He's saying they tear or rend their clothes as a token of, and so he's ready to receive the backsliders tonight. He's ready for the prodigal son to come home. The prodigal son is not just the one who left the house, but the prodigal son is also the one who is in the house of God. And those who left the house, he said, come back to me because time is short. He said, whosoever will, let them come to him, hallelujah, tonight while you have a chance. He said, I will abundantly pardon your sins. He is faithful to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all your iniquity and all of your unrighteousness. He is a merciful God tonight. He said he is a gracious God to all that will come to him, hallelujah, in genuine repentance. He is a kind and loving, faithful Savior on tonight. He said if the people will repent, he will repent of the evil or the harm that he intended to bring upon them. And this goes to every nation. He said, if I can get the whole nation to repent the impending judgment and the doom that I am planning on sending against the nation, he said, I would hold it back if they would truly turn to me in genuine repentance in this last hour. Even though they don't deserve it, he says, he is saying he will hold back on what he planned on doing to the nations because of their sin. He has reached under the nose of God. He said his sin has come up into his nose. Verse 14 tells us, he says, tonight, oh, bless his name, who knows if he will return and repent? That's a thing God is asking. He said, if you repent, who knows if I won't repent? Who knows if I won't turn back from what I want to do to you? If I can just get the nation to look to me and through genuine repentance, God is saying they become, if they repent and become sorry for their evil, then he can repent and not send his wrath and judgment the way he planned. He said he is faithful, he will forgive, and now this is the time he's calling us into righteousness. God said if the people will repent and turn to him, what he's asking us to come, people of God. Some of you come here, hallelujah, and probably listening by radio, wherever you're listening from tonight, hearing sermons after sermons, hallelujah, word after word, messages after messages, and probably still have not genuinely repent, and so don't take it lightly, and don't take it slightly when he's sending these kind of messages. He's trying to get your attention. He's calling for repentance. We don't know where the next death angel will end up, and so God said it's time to repent. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13 to 14, he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or send the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, he's talking to his people, which are called by my name, hallelujah, tonight. He said if we would humble ourselves and begin to pray and seek his face, and then he said if we would turn from our wicked ways. And so God is addressing his people. He's talking about Christian people. He's talking about those in Zion. He said those who are called by his name, those who kneeling down and praying to him, those who preaching the word of God, he said we would humble ourselves and begin to really pray and begin to really seek his face in genuine repentance. And we would really, my God, make our call and election sure tonight and turn from our wicked ways. If there has to be some wicked ways in the house of God for God to send this scripture to the body of Christ, he said, then will I, my God, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and then the land will be healed. Hallelujah. We've got to realize not only is the land in a mess, the whole world is in a messed up condition. Oh, bless the name of Jesus tonight, including many of these churches. There needs to be a nationwide repentance for the land to be healed, like the city of Nineveh. Oh, glory to God tonight. Verse 15 says, this is the second time God is saying, blow the trumpet in Zion. He told them in the sounding of the first trumpet, let the people who live in the land begin to tremble. Hallelujah, because the day of the Lord is at hand. And now he's saying here in the second trumpet, again, the time is a difficult call. This time it's a different call. Bless his name. It is calling and telling us, saying, blow this trumpet and come and sanctify yourself. He's calling for sanctification and the sounding of the second trumpet. If you go to the book of Revelation from chapter 6 down to verse 8, the trumpets are sounding right now in this last hour. And so here Joel is telling us that this is a difficult call. A different call. It is a sanctification, a time of sanctification around you. God is saying get into fasting and get into prayer. Separate yourself unto me. He is saying come out from among the things that is taking place in this world. Bless his name tonight. He said give me some of your time and give me some of your attention. Spend some quality time with me. Loose whatever is keeping you bound. Loose whatever is holding you back. What is distracting you? Separate yourself unto me. And he said, then will I move. Oh, glory to God unto night. Again, look at the city of Nineveh. They fasted and prayed. Just one day they repented. And just one day, God turned the whole city of Nineveh around. Oh, glory to God. He spared them from the doom and the impending danger he was about to send to Nineveh because the leader of the nation, hallelujah, turned the whole city into prayer. It's gonna take the leaders, my God, not only of the nation, but God said the leaders and the churches need to, my God, do their duty that he set them in place to do. They need to hear the voice of God. They need to know, look at the signs and see what is going to happen. The next thing he told them to do is call for a solemn assembly. He is saying it is time to turn our plates down. Stop eating so much. Spend some time in my presence. Come, let me speak with you and show you great and mighty things you know not of, said the Lord thy God tonight. Oh, blesses thee, and he said, come and cry out unto me with weep and mourning and brokenness. Verse 16, he gives instructions to gather the people and sanctify them, set them apart. The first ones he said to do this is the elders of the church. The first person God deals with is the elders, the leaders, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, those who lead his people. He said, call for these people, these elders, bless his name tonight in the name of Jesus of the church, hallelujah, who is responsible for his people, hallelujah. God, he was responsible for teaching them the word of God, for leading them in the path of righteousness and holiness. He said, I'm calling and looking to you elders. I'm calling and looking to you leaders to do this call of fast. Get the people together. He said, the leaders, bless his name. And on the list, and the next one on the list to do is the children. He's dealing with the children. He said, don't forget, don't leave the children out. Bless his name, even the babies that suck the breath. Concerned not only about leaders and his people, he's concerned about our children, even the babies that are sucking breath. Can't we see what God is doing and what he's saying here concerning these children or in this passage of scripture on tonight? Oh, bless his name. Look at the wicked agenda that Satan has released to target these children, to pervert their minds from a young age. The government now in the state of California is saying they own your children, making rules to take control of your children if you are teaching them about God. And if you have any Bibles in your house and teaching them about the Bible, they're saying that they will come and take your children from you. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where you pay the bills, where you have to do everything for them. God says the children are a gift from the Lord God Almighty. And if we look in the book of Psalms, chapter 127, 3 through 5, it says, behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Verse 4 said, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth, and happy is the man who has his quaver full of them. Genesis chapter 48 and 9 said, Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me here. So he said, bring them to me. He's talking about Jacob, said, bring them to me, please, that I may bless them. Children is not the property of the government. They were not given to the government. They are given to us by God to be their mothers and their fathers. So the government have no right to say what's in your house or in the life of your children. Joshua chapter 24 and 3 says, then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. God is the one who gives children, not the government. Oh, bless his name. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6 says, children are the crown of the old man. Hallelujah tonight, and the glory of the sons of the father. Isaiah chapter 54 and 13 said, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. What God is saying, your children need to be taught by God. Your children need to know the word of God. Your children need to know what it is to pray. Your children know what it is to stand up for their right and to understand right is right and wrong is wrong. We cannot allow the devil to sift our children like wheat. The devil is a liar tonight, and the truth is not in him. Matthew chapter 18, 1 to 3 said, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and he set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And Luke chapter 18 and 16 said, but Jesus called them to him, saying, let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for such belongs to the kingdom of God. God is saying, let the children come to him, not to the government. He said, my kingdom. kingdom is about children. And so we see the wicked agenda of Satan to stop these children from reading their Bible and getting to know God, bless his name, through the word of God, and they abandon Bibles and all kind of things. We better know in this hour that we need to start now dealing with our children who are hooked on devices and these phones and these laptops and whatever you gave them, and watching all kind of things and not being monitored, bless his name, and they're getting a chance to look into all kind of perverted things, and so their minds are being twisted and bombarded by the enemy. We've got to take a hold of our children, our grandchildren in this last hour. Ephesians chapter 6 and 4 said, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the nurture of the Lord. And so God is talking to you men tonight. You fathers tonight, take control of your home. Take control of your children. He said, bring them up in the discipline of the nurture and instructions of the Lord. Are you fathers tonight instructing your children? Are you disciplining them when they need discipline? Oh, glory to God tonight. Matthew, my God, tonight tells us in the 18th chapter and the 10th verse, see that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven there are angels. I want you to hear this tonight. He said, do not despise none of these little ones, because their angels in heaven are always before the face of the Father on behalf of these children. And so people who are destroying these children's minds and killing these children's future and dream and destiny, the Bible said tonight that their angels are always before the face of God in heaven. Hallelujah. These people got to realize that God has angels watching these children that are giving account of what they're doing to these young children in this last hour. God said those who just got married, if you look at this verse, they will not be able to enjoy their honeymoon. He said the men have to come out of the bride chamber and the bride have to come out of a closet. Oh, bless his name, because that's how serious the times are that we're living in, that God said, I need your undivided attention. Verse 17 said, it is a time for those who have means and titles. Those who have means and titles to start crying out. Who are we to question God if he tells us that he wants this to be done? Because a lot of people have names and titles and they feel like they are exempt, or they don't need to pray the way everybody else pray. They don't need to go into that type of prayer with mourning and fasting and weeping and crying out to the Lord. A lot of people feel like that is not necessary. But in this chapter, this is what God says that he expects. This is what God is looking for out of the body of Christ. He said he called the elders first, and he's calling the priests and those who are ministers to weep between the porch and weep between the altar, and let them cry out for the people and let them cry out for the nation. And so God is not only looking for the members, but he's looking for these leaders to cry out for these nations. He said, let them cry out to God for mercy for the nations. They are the head and are responsible for the welfare of the people, for the church that he's put into their care. They will stand and give an account for the souls that God placed into their hands. God is saying they need to stand in the gap as one that pleads on behalf of the people. This is what he's looking for from leaders' hour. Also, so that the heathen will not take advantage of them, or the heathen will not say, where is the God of these people who have been serving God? And so God is depending on leadership, my God, to come out of their comfort zone and just preaching from the pulpit and collecting tithes and offerings and, oh God, getting rich and famous. Oh God, wealth and money. He said it's time for you to get on your face and get on your knees and cry out and mourn and weep before me, because lives are in your hand and I'm going to hold you accountable. Bless his name. Deliverance is promised to Israel. And so all that God has spoken here and all that God is going to do and will do, he said deliverance is promised to Israel. God will deliver Israel. He will deliver his people all over this world in this last hour. So this is not just for Israel, but the nations around the world. There is no nation that is exempt from the wrath and the judgment of God. Verses 18 to 27, God is showing us in his mercy. He promised deliverance and blessings if Israel and the nations will truly repent and turn to him. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Verse 18, God is telling us how he feels. He said, if they turn and genuine repentance, he said, I will deliver them, bless his name, in this last hour. Hallelujah. God is saying he is a jealous God. Anytime we allow anything to come between us and God or take his place in our hearts, he becomes jealous. He said, even though they are committing so much sin, he is jealous for the land of the abomination that is happening. He says he will have pity upon his people. And so what God is saying, because he is so gracious and so kind and loving, he said, in spite of what they are doing, there is a remnant. He said, I will have pity on some of these people. I will pity Israel. I will pity the chosen ones. I will have pity on the called out ones. Verse 19, he's saying that if they truly repent, oh, glory to God tonight, he will send them corn and wine and take away the reproach from them. He said he will move for them. Hallelujah. He will move the northern armies away from them. And so God is saying this, that he is planning. Oh, God, what he is planning, if Israel will repent and turn. He said what he is planning, if the nations along with Israel will repent and turn, he will, my God, take away what he's doing. He will take away the reproach. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, he talks about it being like the time of in the days of Israel, the Pharaoh and his armies, how they run after Israel. Hallelujah. In verse 20, he said he will send them into the sea and their stink sent from the dead bodies. And so what God is saying here, that these armies that are coming up against Israel, if Israel repents, he is going to kill their enemies. He's going to destroy their enemies like he did in the time of Pharaoh. My God, when they were with Israel, he dealt with Pharaoh and their armies. And so he said the same thing can happen in this last hour if Israel and Judah or Jerusalem or even Zion would repent for real. We need to know when we please God, we will fight, my God, he will fight every battle. He will defend us. He will stand up for our help. And so God is calling for genuine repentance. In order for God to defend us, in order for God to stand up and help us, he said there got to be genuine repentance. Verse 21 to 22, he said, stop living in fear. A lot of people are living in fear about what they're seeing happening in the world, about what is going on in the world. But he said, be glad and rejoice, for he will, and he is doing a great thing. He said he can get the land, which is the people, to repent and stop walking in fear. He said he will do a new thing. He said, if I can just get them to look to me, if I can get them to turn to me, hallelujah, and stop being afraid of what they're hearing on the news, what they're reading in the newspaper, what people are saying. He said, stop being afraid. Hallelujah. But stop rejoicing. He said, this is the time, rejoice. He said, be glad as the children of Zion. He even addresses the beast of the field. If you read these last few voices, he said he addressed the beast of the field. He tells them not to be afraid. He said, I will give them grass and I will give them trees. Hallelujah. So what God is saying, that he is going to bless those who genuinely repent. He's going to heal the land and genuine repentance come from the nations and from Israel. He even talked about the fruit trees that bear fruit, the tree and the wine that will produce its strength. And so what God is saying tonight, that I'm ready to bless the land. Every nation, God is saying tonight, I'm ready to bless them, but they refuse to repent. I don't know what you're fighting against tonight on this prayer line, what situation or circumstances it may be, but God is saying that this is a time of genuine repentance. Hallelujah. He is saying tonight, if we really turn to him, bless his name, he is getting ready to turn some things around in our favor. pleasant him. He said there is a blessing that he is going to pour out and he is going to release, blesses him. And he said when this is done, hallelujah, you will begin to see the hand of God move in your life. We will begin to see the hand of God move even in the nations around the world. Then there will be a blessing for you. God, I'm telling you, God is ready to do so much for the nations. He's ready to do so much for Israel. He's ready to do so much for the church. But he said there needs to be a genuine repentance. He said things that are held up and tied up will be released if we or he can get us to come together in obedience, for fasting, for praying, for crying out, for mourning, for weeping before him, for the land to be healed. These are some stipulations God has put out here to us. He's telling us his heart. He's showing us what he desires. He desires obedience from us. He's desiring us to fast and to pray. He's desiring us to cry out and go in mourning, to get down on our faces. He's desiring us to get before him weeping, bless his name, for the land to be healed. He is ready to heal the land, people of God. But God is saying tonight, where is the repentant heart? Where is the repentant mind? Where is it he's looking for repentance? Some people say they repent, but they have not been godly. The Bible says godly sorrow is what God is looking for. Some people only repent with their lips, but their hearts have not been regenerated. They have not truly given their hearts over to the Lord. And so God not only talking to Israel, he's talking to every nation, that I need genuine repentance. I need to bless you. I want to open doors for you. I want to make ways for you, but you got to repent. Verse 23 to 27, he says, be ye children to the children of Zion, rejoice in your God. God is talking to us. He wants us to rejoice. He wants Judah to rejoice. He wants his people to go through a time of rejoicing. My God, for he says, I'm giving you the former rain in moderation. But now he's going to move in such a way if we repent, hallelujah, God, that the latter rain will no longer be moderation. He said, I'm going to cause the latter rain to fall upon you in great measure. It's going to fall so much that the floors will be full of wheat and the fat will overflow with new wine and oil. And so God is showing us here. He is ready to pour out. He's ready to bless. He's ready, my God, to do the things that we're asking him to do. He's ready to do, my God, more than what we even determined to ask. But he said genuine repentance is what he is looking for. God is ready to pour down the overflow. Oh, glory to God of his new wine in this last hour until we are drunk and soaked in this latter rain. Let me tell you something. The latter rain is falling right now. But God said there's another level of the latter rain that he's getting ready to pour out. He said he is my God releasing the oil. Hallelujah, God. He said he's going to anoint our heads with fresh oil until it's running over. If we truly repent, there's an anointing that is going to be released. Bless his name, that is going to overflow upon our sons and upon our daughters. My God, from the head to the beard, down to the very then restoration will take place. God is ready to restore. Restoration cannot take place until genuine repentance takes place in our lives. And so God is ready to restore. He's ready to bless. He's ready to pour out of his anointing. He's ready to pour out the latter rain. He's ready to do all of this. But he said, I'm looking for genuine repentance, my God, in the lives of those who even call themselves by the name of Jesus. I know we quote these verses of scripture, but we need to understand tonight, bless his name, everyone needs to be involved in this time of repentance. The elders, the priests, the ministers, the children, God is calling everyone. Hallelujah. He said, I need your undivided attention. He said, if this can take place, then I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar has taken from you, the palmer worm has taken some things from you. Hallelujah. Some things that you thought were yours and thought you should have had by now. God says it's been held up. It's been eaten by these locusts, these canker worms, and these caterpillars. Bless his name. And that happens because he's trying to to get the undivided attention of the people in the land. He's trying to get the undivided attention of the leaders and the elders, bless his name, in this last hour. After repentance comes, then he said, you will eat in plenty. Hallelujah. And God is strategic in what he is doing in this last hour. He's telling us if he could get the nations and the church to repent for real, he said, we will eat in plenty. There will be no scarceness. There will be no lack. There will be no want. Bless his name tonight. And we will be satisfied. After we have been full and satisfied, then we can give him a real praise. If you read this, then you will be able to praise me. And so God wants us to get full so that we can be able to give him a genuine praise in this last hour. It will be coming from your heart. Many praise God, but it is only lip service. But God said, what I'm doing in this last hour by giving you a lot of what I'm pouring out or by taking care of you, he said, you will give me a real praise. Bless his name. He said, it will come from your heart and not just your lips. God said you will praise his name because of the wonderful things he is about to do in the lives of his people in this last hour. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah, God. And so now he's saying here, my people will never be ashamed. He said he will not make us ashamed. He will take away the shame and the reproach from those who truly repent. So a lot of times when we look around at the body of Christ, so much people are dealing with reproach, dealing with shame, but God is saying tonight, if there be a genuine repentance in the body of Christ, in the church, in the nations, he's going to take away the reproach, not only from Israel, but from the nations around the world, if they truly repent. And we get down to the last part of the scripture. It talks about the promise of the Holy Spirit. It talks about the Holy Ghost. And so, as we have listened to what God is expecting in this chapter 2 of Joel, he's looking for a heart that is truly repentant. He's looking for a heart that is running after him. He's looking for a heart that is desperate for him. He's looking for a willing and available vessel. Glory be to God. He's looking for someone that says, here am I, O Lord, send me. He's looking for someone that is out there on drugs and alcohol, maybe prostituting themselves. My God, maybe in the prison system. Oh, glory to God. God is saying tonight, I'm trying to get your attention. Whatever you're dealing with tonight, troubling you, God is saying tonight that I'm trying to get your undivided attention. Glory be to God tonight. Whatever issues in your life, whatever circumstances or situation you're dealing with and you feel like you're bound, God is saying tonight you need to repent and I will fix some things in your life. I want to restore some things that have been taken from you, that house that has been taken from you, that car, that child, whatever it is tonight, God said be genuine. To repent, oh God, say, I'm going to restore all the things that were stolen from you. And so verse 28 to 32, he's now ready to pour out of his spirit. And so we see here, he said, upon all flesh, because of the fasting, because of the praying that will be coming forth in the earth in this last hour, he's raising up those who truly repent, and he says they're going to turn to him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Even though he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, there is only a remnant that is going to be saved, people of God. He is going to turn their hearts toward him, including our sons and our daughters. Oh, glory to God tonight. He said, I will pour out of my spirit upon them. And he said, they shall prophesy and they shall see visions and all men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah tonight. Even upon the servants that you may have worked for you, God said, I'm going to touch their lives and I'm going to change their lives. And so there is an outpouring that God is putting out in this hour, bless his name, upon those who are genuinely repentant. And tonight, bless his name, this chapter here, I believe, is a chapter for us to examine ourselves, to see where we are in God, to see if we're doing what God has us to do. Bless his name, this tonight. Tonight, it will cause us to look at ourselves and wonder what it is that we need to get rid of, what it is that is hindering us tonight, what it is that's keeping us back, hallelujah, from going to the next level in God. He said, I'm ready to pour out of my spirit even upon your sons and daughters. I'm ready to use you in this last hour. I'm ready to put you out there, my God, as a vessel, hallelujah, a choice vessel unto me. But he said to you, hallelujah, that is holding back on your salvation. Those of you who feel like I don't need to repent right now. I still have some things to take care of there in the world of sin. I have too much going on in my life right now to surrender all to God. God is saying, if you don't know what tomorrow holds, hallelujah, this scripture comes tonight. God is speaking to us, hallelujah, not just for those sinners out there, but for those of us who are in the body of Christ. He said there are many in the churches, hallelujah, that needs to repent. We see all kind of things is happening in the pulpit, all kind of things is happening in the body of Christ, all kind of perversion and lewd acts is taking place within the church. Oh, glory to God tonight. All kind of nasty, filthy, demonic things are happening. So this repentance, hallelujah, comes to the church tonight. Bless his name. It comes to every nation tonight. Bless his name tonight, because so much division and ism and schism is going on within the body of Christ. Hallelujah. There are things that are happening in the body of Christ, and God said it's time to do a self-evaluation, hallelujah, and a self-examination, because he's getting ready to pour of his spirit upon all flesh. Are we ready tonight for this outpouring? Are you ready tonight for what God is getting ready to pour out upon the earth? Hallelujah. Are you ready for God to use you? Are you ready for God to make a difference in your life? Oh, bless his name tonight. It comes with genuine repentance. It comes with a broken heart. It comes with a contrite spirit. It comes with weeping before the Lord. It comes with, oh my God, crying out to the Lord. Are we crying out to the Lord before the way we should? Are we, my God, turning to God the way we should tonight, people of God? Hallelujah. No more halfway services. No more middle ground. No more lukewarm, genuine repentance, genuine service, genuine prayer life, genuine worship, genuine praises is what he is looking for. Are we giving God what he desires? Are we giving God what is due to him? Hallelujah. Are we presenting our vessels, our bodies as living sacrifice unto him tonight? Or are we sitting in the middle trying to figure out to be saved or not? Are we lukewarm? Because God said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to get rid of you. Bless your name tonight, Jesus, if you are lukewarm. And so, hallelujah, as I'm done with this scripture tonight, God is speaking to us. He's not only speaking to nations around the world, but God is calling for the church. God is calling for the leadership, because I see many things happening in leadership that is not of God. Many compromising, hallelujah, that is taking place that is not of God. People are doing lewd and deceitfulness in the church. They're doing some nasty, filthy things in the house of God, because there is no fear. There is no reverence. There is no, my God, hallelujah. Tonight, God is speaking. Tonight, God is calling. He said, come to me, hallelujah, while you have a chance, hallelujah. Not only out there in the world, but those in the church, God is saying, stop being halfway saved. Make up your mind to go all the way. Make up your mind to be genuine with the Lord. Blesses him. Make up your mind to walk upright before the Lord. You don't know where the dead angels is. If this is not the time to play with your soul. This is not the time to play church. This is not the time to play with your salvation. Then, my God, I'm calling for genuine repentance. Hallelujah. Those of you who know that you're not really sold out, you know you're still trying to make up your mind. God is talking to you tonight. Come while you have a chance. Come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Come while you're clothed in your right mind. Don't wait till you're on the bed of affliction. Don't wait till you're bound in a wheelchair. Don't wait, my God, till your limbs can no longer move. Don't wait till you lose your hearing or your sight. He said, while you have your beard, he is calling now. While he is calling, answer the call tonight. Answer the call right now. Hallelujah. I believe the that somebody out there tonight, God is talking to you. You're in the ground. You're making time to make up your mind. You are in the valley of decision. Hallelujah. But God is bringing his word tonight to show you what he's getting ready to do in the earth and the things that are going to take place in the very near future. And he said, it's time to come to me. It's time to repent for real, because the only way I can bless you, the only way you can receive anything from me is to genuine godly sorrow, then worship into repentance, to come with your heart broken and torn before me. Bless his name in my presence. Oh, glory to God tonight. We can't afford to come to God any type of way. We cannot afford to be in the world and be in the church. We cannot find one foot in the world and one foot in the church. We come to church, sing a good song, hear a good message, and act like we saved. And when we leave the house of God, we live a different lifestyle. He said, genuine repentance. Hallelujah. Godly sorrow. Bless his name, brokenness for real in your heart. Then you repent is what he is looking for. Until you get to the point where you have genuine repent with godly sorrow, then you are wasting your time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't repent from your lips. But he said, tonight, repent from your heart. Oh, bless his name. And so, God, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah, that this word has not fallen on deaf air tonight, but your word, God, has gone into the hearing of someone who is in the valley of decision. Someone needs to say, I surrender all. Someone is tired of living, God, the way they are living. They don't know what to do, God. Tonight, God, you are the solution, God, to their problem, and you are the answer, God, to their question. Oh, God, tonight, touch their mind. Let them know that there is hope. Let them know, God, that you love them tonight, and you're calling them tonight. You're calling their name on tonight. Hallelujah. You're saying it's time to come home. It's time to come to God while you have a chance. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so, people of God, tonight, as I'm done with this word, if God is talking to you tonight, and if you know that there's something that is holding you back, something, whatever it is that is keeping you from really serving God the way you should, that is truly keeping you from repenting the way you should, that maybe a man, maybe a woman, maybe a job, whatever it is, and maybe your career, it may be a situation, something that is telling you tonight, I'm not ready. I got something else to do. I need to do a little of this and a little of that before I give my life to the Lord. I might just backslide again. When you get saved, bless his name, there is nowhere in the Bible that says you would not mess up. There is nowhere in the Bible that says that you wouldn't sin against God. For we all are sick even after we get saved. We all still mess up. But the thing tonight is not to repent and take a risk and play Russian roulette with your life. It's what you should avoid. Getting saved does not mean no mistakes or a perfect life. That's impossible. But God is saying, if you make that step of faith tonight, give me your life tonight. Give me your problems and your situation tonight. I am the only one that can fix it. Yes, you may have trials and struggles and things may happen along the way. He said, but once you have given me your life, I've got your back. I will protect you and I will be there for you. But to be outside of the protection of God, to be outside of genuine repentance, then you are out there for the devil to kill you. You're out there for the devil to sift you like wheat. You're out there that and you may die in your sin and end up into a lake of fire. You don't want to be hearing messages and God is speaking to you and you're still hardening your heart. This is your time and your season to give it all to God. This is your time and your season to truly repent. Oh, bless his name tonight. And those of you, so many people are shy to come to the platform, but if you would just genuinely repent tonight and ask God to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you tonight from all the unrighteousness and all the things that you've done against him. He said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you. This chapter is a chapter of repentance and turning to God, and God is saying tonight, I'm showing you what I am going to do if you don't repent, and I'm showing you tonight what I can do and will do if you do repent. I can only take care of you and feed you and clothe you if you repent or if you turn to me. Once you are out here, you're on your own. And so God wants to cover you and help you, but you've got to give it all up to him. And so if there's someone on this platform tonight and you know that you're lacking in somewhere, you know that you're not where you should be, and you want to come closer to God, you know that you have not repented tonight, come on the platform. Blesses me, and we can pray with you. Blesses him, because God is here. He is here for you. He's here for every one of us tonight. In Jesus' name. Is there one tonight that would say, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I'm tired of being out there without God. I'm tired of going through the things that I'm going through and dealing with what I'm dealing with. Only God can help. Only God can solve your issues and your problems. And so he said, give me a chance in your life. Turn to me with repentance. Turn to me with all your heart. Turn to me in brokenness and genuine repentance. Bless his name. What is coming upon this earth, it's going to take you having a relationship with God to make it through what is about to take place. As long as you're outside of the ark of safety and out there without repentance and out there taking a chance, then God cannot protect you. He cannot be there for you because he's looking out for his remnant. He's looking out for his people. And so you have a chance tonight to make it right. You have a chance tonight to say, Lord, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I need you. I need you, God. Come into my heart. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. But he wants you to do it with brokenness. He wants you to mean it from your heart. Bless his name tonight. But if there's no one that see the need to repent, or for prayer, I turn this back in the hands of Evangelist Bradley. God bless you tonight.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. We thank God for this word on tonight. Again, a very serious word, people of God, a time that we really need to plumb the line. It's a time, Lord to God, where we have an opportunity, we have space, we have time to get it right. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. And we pray that, glory to God, that it's within your heart. Amen. Every man has to examine himself. And within your heart, people of God, because you are the only one that know where you stand. You're the only one that know where you stand. God knows. God knows. Hallelujah. And he makes you to know, because it's not his will that anyone should repent, that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we thank God for the word on tonight, for the word has come. The word has come. Clear cut, people of God, listen, nothing left out. Clear cut on tonight, just straight down the middle. So we got to see, people of God, we got to examine ourselves, see where we stand. Are we standing too far to the left? Are we standing too far to the right? But we thank God for this opportunity that he has come to give us an opportunity, amen, to look to see where we stand. And if we're not standing where we should be, people of God, glory to God, that's that place, amen, where we come to make confession, amen. Glory to God, we make confession unto the Lord. And he says, amen, that if we ask, he's faithful and just to forgive us. He's faithful and just to forgive us, people of God. And listen, once we're forgiven, we don't have to walk around, people of God, in condemnation. Glory to God, we don't have to walk around feeling sorry. Amen, Jesus, for it is God who justifies. And once he's forgiven, he's forgiven. Amen. Once he has forgiven us, people of God, Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation. Amen. Glory to God to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And this is why this word has come. This is why the word comes, people of God, to bring us, amen, to the Spirit, bring us to the order, bring us to the divine order of the Spirit of God, to cause us to know what God is requiring. Amen. Glory to God, because we got to know that we can't get there any kind of way. No, sir. We can't approach God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus. And we cannot get to heaven any kind of way. But we must be clean. We must be pure. For the scripture declares, none but the pure in heart shall see God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this very serious word, people of God. A very, very serious word. Amen. Because there is a lot that is about to take place on the earth. And I often tell people, you know, everybody don't follow prophecy, but just because you don't know what prophecy says, that does not mean that it's not being fulfilled. Just because you don't know, listen, just because you don't know that the time is winding up, just because you may not be in a ministry, amen, Jesus, that is not following the thread, is not following, amen, right down the middle, the word of God that has come, that has been established in the beginning, that word that he is fulfilling every day. Prophecies are being fulfilled every day, people of God. But just because you don't know, that does not mean that it's not taking place. So whenever you hear the word of the Lord, whenever you hear the warning of the Lord, people of God, don't reject it. Don't kick back on it. Listen, don't kick back on it. But people of God, that's the time that we need to take heed. We need to take heed to what we've heard. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight for what we've heard, people of God. Amen. Even as the woman of God has said, again, there's a lot that is transpiring in the earth. There's a lot that's about to happen. Amen. Internationally, there's a lot that's about to happen. I mean, even with the heads of states and all of these countries, amen, and the allies that are formed and the treaties and things that are formed, people of God, a lot of that stuff fall right in line with prophecies, but we don't know. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise that he has come on tonight and come and given us word on tonight, given us warning on tonight, that we can now yet get it right. Amen. We got to get it right, people of God. The Lord loves us so much. We got to get it right. Amen. He loves us unto righteousness. Ha, glory to God. So again, if there's anyone that desires prayer, amen. I know the woman of God has already put it out there, but we just want to come and reiterate to let you know, people of God, it's a critical time. And we're not just trying to scare you, people of God, but it's the will of God that we be one with him. Whatever we are, whatever time frame we may find ourselves, whether we're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, whatever age, whatever we find ourselves on the time frame of life, it's the will of God that we be one with him. Amen. For in his will, glory be to God, in his divine and perfect will, we find life. Amen. And so we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight again for the word. Glory to God. I tell you, I could just go on and on and on. Amen. But we have been certainly taught better. But we thank God on tonight. Just wanted to reiterate a couple of points on tonight to let you know, people of God, it's a critical time. And now is the time. Amen. Glory be to God. Now is the time to cry out unto the Lord as never before. So we bless God on tonight. Thank God for his messenger on tonight, people of God. Listen. Listen, we just thank God again for you, woman of God, for availing yourself for every Sunday, every Monday night. We bless God. We look forward, amen, to these times. Glory to God, it seems that we've kind of, amen, catering to now being live on Sunday, Monday, and Fridays, amen. So we'll see, amen, what the Lord does in between. But we do know on Sunday, Monday, and Fridays, we are live. thank God for you, woman of God, again. People of God, we just want to look toward the woman of God on tonight. Amen. And we just want to lift up a word of prayer for her, thanking God for her, the gift that he has given to the church. Amen. That we may all come to the full measure of the Godhead bodily. Come into the oneness. Hallelujah. Come into the oneness of God on tonight. Glory to God. Would you tonight let us look toward our speaker on tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We glorify you. We're thanking you tonight for your word, for your word, your word, your word. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you for your word that has come that gives us life. We thank you for your word that comes to give us a correction. We thank you for your word, oh God, that comes to give us instructions on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for your servant on tonight that you've chosen and elected for this hour. For a time such as this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight, oh God, for her yielding. We're blessing you for her commitment on tonight. We're blessing, oh God, blessing you on tonight, oh God, for her dedication to come and be a blessing to the people of God all over the world. And for this, Father, we do give you thanks and we do give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your servant on tonight. Glory to God. And Father, tonight we're asking that you look favorably upon her. Look favorably upon your servant on tonight. Father, we're asking you, oh God, that you would bless her, glory to God, in uncanny ways. Oh God, in those ways that she knew not of, we're asking, oh God, that you would bless her tonight. Father, bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth and forevermore. We're asking, oh God, that you would cause your face to shine upon her. Shine upon her family tonight. Shine, oh God, upon her ministry tonight. Shine, glory to God, upon her business affairs on tonight. Shine upon her tonight, oh God. And we pray that you would open doors for your servant on tonight. Father, open doors that were closed, oh God, but on tonight. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you open the doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Doors, God, that were shut. Those doors, oh God, that seemed that they would not move. But Father, we're thanking you on tonight, oh God. We're thanking you, oh God, for breaking down barriers. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for calling under arrest, oh God, every hindering spirit that's moving in her life. We thank you tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your light, for you are light. And Father, we're asking you to shine bright in our life, oh God. Open her eyes even more. Cause her to see. Open her eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause her to see the hand and the plan of the enemy in all things. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking them to do it tonight. Oh God, make every crooked place straight. Do it tonight. Oh God, cause your light to shine. Cause your light, oh God, to illuminate, oh God, her pathway, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word on tonight, your word that gives life. We thank you, we praise you, we honor, and we glorify you on tonight, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for removing every reproach, oh God, against your servant tonight. We thank you, we bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Cause her to be exalted, oh God, in you and in you alone. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you now on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, do with her as you will. Oh God, cause thy will to be done, thy kingdom come in her life. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your servant on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God in every heart on tonight. Would you tonight, hallelujah, just say amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Thank you again on tonight for this word. We thank you. We bless God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, thank you for availing yourself on tonight. And people of God, listen, 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 listen. Next Saturday, amen, Jesus, glory to God, is our scheduled 3-year anniversary celebration. As you know, we had to move it. Amen, Jesus. So we gave you extra time. Amen, Jesus, to consider extra time. Amen, Jesus, to get yourself prepared. July the 8th, to get yourself prepared to come to be with us in Peachtree City. Amen, in Peachtree City. Glory be to God. So we pushed it off a bit, people of God, to give you extra time, to give us extra time. There were certain things that were going on. But people of God, we want to see you in the house. Amen. We do. We do. We do. We want to see you, amen, there in Peachtree City. Glory be to God. We want you to come and be with us. Amen. Come and meet and greet the advisors. Amen. Come, people of God. Amen. We're not going to even keep you all day. Amen. We're not going to keep you all day. But we do want you to come. We do want you to come and be with us. And come, people of God, to be a blessing. Come and let us see your face in the place. Amen. And we are excited about that. Amen. Glory to God. We are excited about that. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm very, very, very excited about that, people of God. Again, that is, amen, on the 8th. That is on the 8th of July, July the 8th. Glory to God. We want you to come and be a part, amen, of this celebration. Come and be a part of the celebration with us, people of God. Come, come, come. Text us, let us know. Text us, let us know that you're coming. Text us, let us know. Text us, let us know you're coming. Don't try to sneak up on us. Don't try to sneak up on us, but we want you to let us know. Hallelujah. We want you to let us know that you're coming, coming to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Come, people of God. Come. Hallelujah. We really want to see you in the place. Amen. So that is, glory to God, July the 8th, amen, at 11 o'clock. That's on a Saturday. That's on next Saturday at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Peachtree City, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Peachtree City. People of God, listen, just text us. Let us know that you're coming. Text us. Let us know that you're coming. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to prepare, amen, ample space. We want to prepare, glory to God, to be ready, amen, for you, amen, glory to God. So if you will, amen, text us, let us know that you're coming, glory to God. You can also, if you're coming, you can send us Cash App, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. And that is $gift of prayer, people of God, no registration fee, but we are asking for $25 to help us to offset the cost for the event. Amen. So if you would, people of God, if you would, come on, be with us. Amen. And that, again, is next Saturday. We pray that you had those calendars marked. Glory to God. We had so much going on that we were not, amen, pushing it. But we pray that word of mouth, that you will be there and that you will be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, Prophetess, again. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you again for your dedication, your commitment to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. You have the platform. You have the platform. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless you, Evangelist Fabi. Blessings upon all of your PMN advisors, your peer workers, right there. I release a blessing over everyone that is connected to this prayer line tonight from wherever you're listening from. Bless you again tonight. But most of all, that if you know that God is talking to you concerning your soul, concerning repentance, concerning turning to Him, don't put it off. Sometimes when God sends a message, people tend to put it off, thinking that they have time. But you might not be one of the lucky ones for God to send a word that means He's here and that He really wants you. And so I hope tonight that those of you who are listening, you know, who have been listening, that you will think about this word tonight and don't let it just
drop from your heart. Don't let it just knock it out of your spirit and knock it out of your mind. That's the same thing. And so God has come on this platform to cause us to think, to cause us to wake up, cause us to know that we don't have time, a lot of time to do it the way we think we should do it or the way we feel like we should do it. He's really telling us tonight that it's time to really turn. It's time to stop putting off the day of salvation, to putting off really repenting from your heart tonight. And so I say tonight that for you that are still in the valley of decision, that you would make up your mind, because the best thing anyone could ever do is to serve God. The best thing, the decision in your life that you can ever make is to give God your all, is to repent for real, and to serve God. And that's the only way of escape that we have in this last hour. There's no other way to get away from what is happening or to escape what is happening in the world. The only way to escape and only way of living is genuine repentance and true service to God. And so God bless you tonight. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance upon you. And may he give you your peace. In Jesus' name, you go tonight and be blessed. And I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your homes, your vehicles. I cover your minds, your body, your children, grandchildren. I cover your jobs, your workplace, whatever that concerns you. I cover you. I cover myself and this platform and everyone that works for this platform in the blood of Jesus. Have a blessed night until we meet again. God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you again, people of God. Please remember the announcement, and we really do hope to see you there. Amen, Jesus. God bless you on tonight. We're going to try it again. Amen, for July the 8th. God bless you tonight. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Again, remember to bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. Blessings to each and every one of you. And we look to see you again on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.